So we're all about tips this morning and information, Craig.
Good.
And that's why we have on the line with us from the College Board, Senior Director of College Counselor Engagement is Lori Benton. Good morning, Lori. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, let's talk about this. What's the first tip you give to people when they say, oh, I have a son or daughter who at some point will be going to college? What's the first thing you kind of bring to them?
Well, the first thing I say is to plan and plan early. And the second thing is to take a deep breath, a really deep breath, because this is going to be a great time for families as students make their way towards college. And it allows families to have conversations that give information and direction as students ask questions about college options for them, looking at college majors, asking questions about locations of colleges, whether they're going to a two-year or four-year school, and what part of the country they'd like to attend college in. So it's a great time for families during this moment.
It seems like it's also be a great time technologically because you have things like, I see, BigFuture.org and College Go, an app. How do those help us do all this sort of thing?
Well, when families are having these conversations and asking questions about locations, et cetera, the other thing that they need to do is to look at scholarship opportunities. And BigFuture.org and the College Go app are free resources that families can use in order to compare colleges, look at programs and examine programs that are available for students, like if a college has a study abroad program, if they have specialized scholarships that are available on campus. So everything is at a student's fingertips. And so the last piece that's an important resource for families to look at is the actual college website, where there's details about the specific school, about programs that the student could pursue, as well as information about whether a student can register to take a on-campus tour or a virtual tour, because that is recommended as well, so that they can get a complete picture about the schools that are going to be on their final application list.
Lori, you mentioned starting early. How early do you recommend?
It's as early as what the family determines, because we know that college application process begins well before your junior and senior year, basic conversations, information about finding out what's of interest to students. So all along, students are preparing for life after high school, and whatever that looks like is important to start those conversations as early as possible.
Sometimes families send off more than one to college, maybe a couple of years apart. Say a family did that maybe 5 years ago. Are things any different now?
It is about planning, and it's about making sure that you are well-informed, and the way to do that is to stay connected, look at the resources and use the resources that are available to you, including those in your school counselor, your college advisor, so that you can be abreast and stay relevant to make sure that you are understanding what is available for your student to make the best decisions that ultimately lead to best fit. And when we talk about best fit, it's about an academic fit, a social fit, and financial fit to make sure that students not only select the right college but are able to continue and complete college as well.
Any recommendations for a family where the parents think, oh, my son or daughter ought to go here, but the son or daughter thinks I ought to go there?
Yes, and that speaks to the conversation piece. It is about making sure that students are going to have all of their needs met. And we can't live vicariously through our children, however many times it's hard not to. Being educated and educated about the opportunities, what speaks to that student, what will allow them to blossom and grow, that's why it's important for families to start these conversations as early as possible and pay attention to what resonates with students as they pursue academics and extracurricular activities.
What about the testing, the aptitude tests that we're taking, ACT, SAT, those type of things, preparing for that? What's recommendations for doing the best in those areas?
Well, the SAT allows students, it's easier for students to show their best work. I recommend students look at SATpractice.org because it gives information about the new SAT, which is more familiar. The content is more familiar and straightforward because it mirrors what actually is happening in the classroom. there is a game changer for students. Now it's not a daunting test or daunting opportunity for students to take, because now we have a partnership with Khan Academy, which allows students to link their PSAT scores and or take a diagnostic, which gives students real-time information, interactive information about their strengths and weaknesses, so that they can create a personalized practice plan that allows them to best practice for the SAT and be best prepared for the SAT. And that, again, is at satpractice.org. On that site, students can access 8 free practice tests. So there is no shortage in an opportunity so that students can put their best foot forward.
Any insight from maybe an admission standpoint of what colleges are looking for?
We always hear about well-rounded students, but what that means is colleges are looking for students who are standing out in the college admissions process, and one way to do that is through advanced placement. Advanced placement shows colleges that students are taking challenging coursework in high school. It provides an opportunity to earn college credit in 39 courses, where if a student takes the exam and earns a 3 or higher on the exam, those scores can be used for college credit, but also it saves money and ultimately time and tuition for parents as students complete their college degree.
So, Lori, where are some good places for people to get resources as we
close out? The best resources, there are 3 that I'd like to highlight. BigFuture.org allows students to and families to compare information about colleges, create a college list, learn about financial aid and scholarships, as well as the College Go app. And we know that our students always have their phones close at hand, so the College Go app is another resource. And then finally, the satpractice.org, where students can create that personalized practice plan and be best prepared for their overall profiles being sent to colleges.
Is there something like takeadeepbreath.org too? I mean, that's the one you started with when you're thinking as all this comes down.
Yes, as you say, absolutely. I am a former counselor and a parent of 2 current college students, right. So I know what this looks like on both sides. And it is about taking that deep breath and absolutely planning. This is going to be a great experience, and that's the approach that you have to take. Your students have done great things, and you just want to make sure that you are informed in order to help guide them through this process.
Right. It's kind of a partnership.
Even though
you want them to do some work, you still have to be
absolutely
there pushing
absolutely
it along, though. Great.
Absolutely.
Lori Benton, the Senior Director of College Counselor Engagement with the College Board, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.